Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Here we go, my beloved podcast audience. Insane things in the news. This is Friday Follies, and welcome to Feet to the Fire. This is your host, Sergio Fassa. Let's take a look. I am wrapping up our conversation from yesterday about crazy Liz Cheney, the failed Republican primary candidate, representative, former incumbent representative from Wyoming, as we said yesterday, who lost by over 35 points in the Republican primary, got wiped out, and actually still saying she's considering an election bid with one of the most horrific losses that anyone can imagine in a primary. This is from the Blaze Media. So again, painting the picture, Liz Cheney, crazy anti-Trumper, never-Trumper, establishment Republican rhino, just got wiped out in a primary, total and complete humiliating loss to the MAGA candidate. And this from the Blaze Media, Liz Cheney vows to support opponents of election-denying Republicans, even if it means helping to elect Democrats. Cheney promised to get involved in campaigns to oust any Republicans who challenge or deny the results of the 2020 presidential election. Liz Cheney, clue, that's why you lost, because we all know that the 2020 election was stolen and we're mad about it in the Republican and conservative base. She built her campaign on the idea that Trump and his supporters are election deniers, and she was at the tip of the spear of the Republicans fighting for Trump's impeachment, to prosecute the so-called January 6th insurrectionists. January 6th was the worst day in American history. This was her whole platform, and she completely lost, and think that this is a good campaign platform moving forward to get other Republicans elected. Out of her mind. This is Trump derangement syndrome. She says, I'm going to be very focused on working to ensure that we do everything we can not to elect election deniers, Cheney declared. The election deniers are going to lose. It's the people who are bold enough and confident enough, like I talked about yesterday, real masculine leadership, who are going to go out there and tell the truth that the election was stolen. They're the ones that are going to get elected, Cheney. You lost. I'm going to work against those people. I'm going to work to support their opponents. I think it matters that much. This is how crazy these people are. I don't know if she actually believes this or she's a conniving deceiver and wants to keep the January 6th lie and the election was the most free and fair and lawful in American history. I don't know if she wants to keep that lie going because she's a deceiver or if she's completely deranged. I don't know. I think I go with deranged. There's a great article by Ann Coulter written, I don't know, 20 years ago in the Conservative Chronicle. I have it up on my wall, laminated, and it says liberals, entirely evil or completely crazy. And the jury's still out. But anyway, we move on. Let's go with environmental wackos. Now, it's not really a Friday folly if I don't talk about the environmental wackos, because they're the wackiest of all liberals. They also have the most sinister agenda, because the environmental movement is and platform is the avenue by which the crazy globalists are trying to destroy America, destroy free republics, destroy liberty worldwide, and bring us all under a gigantic global government. And if you think I sound crazy, you're not informed. They are using the environmental movement to crush industry, cripple capitalism, and force draconian laws over every nation and bring us under one happy save the earth government. It's a pretense, because once we're all under the regulatory government in order to save the trees, then the hammer comes down and they're running every country on the planet. It is a Trojan horse. This from Just the News. Report, California likely to ban sales of gas-powered cars by 2035. They're out of their minds. That's in 13 years. You're going to have an entire state, which I don't know. We've all heard that statistic since we were little. California has like, or used to. I mean, they're bankrupting themselves now and everybody's leaving. But at some point in recent modern history. California was statistically had like the fifth largest economy on the planet or something like that, sixth, I don't know, something remarkable like that, considering it's not a country, it's only a state. And you think in California, with that massive economy, one of the largest in the world, that you're going to ban gas-powered cars. They're out of their mind. Why don't you ban light bulbs? Try that. Well, actually, they tried to do that. Why don't you ban socks? Why don't you ban air conditioning? Why don't you ban drinking water? These people are out of their minds, and they know they can't do it. But California this week is likely to enact a major rule to ban the sale of gas-powered cars in the state by 2035. And here's what California has 30 million drivers registered in the state. Good luck with that. The climate crisis is solvable, Governor Gavin Newsom told the media, if we focus on the big, bold steps necessary to stem the tide of carbon pollution. These guys are completely liars. You know what? I do lean towards that side of more evil than deranged with a lot of these leftists, especially the ones in the high positions of power. But it's all... it's a game. It's a shell game. It's smoke and mirrors. The climate crisis. We're not in one. Now it's solvable. Oh, tell us, great statist leader who wants to take over our lives and wipe out all of our freedoms. How can we? It is solvable. We're shaking in our boots. The earth is going to be engulfed in global warming. How can we save our lives and our communities? Oh, it's solvable if we focus on bold steps. How do we do that? Surrender your cars. Good luck with that. And if they pull it off, talk about crippling the economy and crippling industry. Complete bogus lies. It's a game. Let's go on. In keeping with the environmental wacko theme, this from Breitbart. Oh, wow, would you look at that? Winter of discontent. Germany to implement energy rationing amid fears of gas riots. So now that they've stopped producing fossil fuel, Biden's crippled it over here and is using up all of our oil reserves, our national oil reserves. Around the world, environmentalist wackos are crippling fossil fuel production. And now would you look at that? There might be gas riots and Germany's going to have to ration fuel because they're running out. Hey, you know what happens when you stop producing? The supply goes down, and then the government has to come in as the savior and make sure everybody gets their fair share. That's rationing, and then nobody has any. And in keeping with that, let's jump over to hotair.com. And here's the headline. The British brace for record crippling energy prices. So they put caps on the energy prices so it doesn't get too expensive for the citizen. But what that does is causes the supplier to completely lose revenue and go bankrupt. So follow my logic here with Germany and Great Britain. You stop producing fossil fuel worldwide, the price goes up. There's less of a product. The price goes up because the supply went down. Demand keeps increasing. Price goes up. Government, the savior, steps in on behalf of the citizen, puts a price cap, says you can't be that mean fossil fuel company and charge those people so much money. So they put a price cap, even though the actual real value of the fossil fuel has gone up. The company has to cap the price by mandate of the government. Now the company is losing money and going bankrupt. And then the government steps in to be the savior again and says, okay, we can put a higher cap. We will increase those prices a little bit. And every time the government tampers with the economy this way, the price keeps going higher, new higher caps, and the energy cost is now going up for every citizen, hence the need for rationing in Germany. It is economic manipulation. Did you know, in other news, the organization Podcast Movement, which held a conference, I believe, in Texas, had to apologize for Ben Shapiro showing up, even though The Daily Wire is one of the most listened to podcasts. The apology for Ben Shapiro coming came after podcast producer Tal, who goes by they, them pronouns, was shocked and triggered and said, hey, Podcast Movement, what the blank? As a trans person, as a queer person, as someone with a uterus, this does not make me feel welcome. This does not make me feel safe because a podcast host showed up. These people are not only crazy, They're complete spineless worms. It's unbelievable. Maybe you'd have more guts and confidence and courage if you knew what pronoun you were. And finally, don't miss this. It's all over the news. Judge Reinhardt, is that his name? I believe so. Has now ordered, this from Postmillennial, the release of the redacted Mar-a-Lago search warrant by Friday noon, by today. Let me tell you what this is, guys. This is one establishment judge playing theater with Merrick Garland, the establishment attorney general, saying, see, we're going to make sure that the Justice Department releases that warrant and hold them accountable for the raid on Mar-a-Lago, even though the warrant and affidavit are going to be redacted and it's not going to make any difference in the world. This is one establishment person playing against the other and saying, see, we're fair and accountable. No, they're not. There's no excuse for the raid. And the release of this warrant is going to do nothing to justify it. It's just political theater. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. The left is completely deranged, and I'll see you next week.